Chapter 1. You Need to Regain the Edge. The question, "What does fasting do?" is one I have been asked more times than I can remember. My answer is always the same. Fasting and prayer bring you closer to God. While that may be a brief answer, it is by no means simplistic. Fasting is not a requirement. Fasting is a choice. Whenever a believer chooses to begin a spiritual fast for one day or for several days, he or she makes a choice to break out of the routine in order to draw closer to God. I chose to develop a lifestyle of prayer and fasting over 25 years ago, and I do not know of anything that has been more powerful in my Christian life. It is true in my personal experience, and it is true for our church, as evidenced by the multitude of powerful testimonies that stem from our annual corporate fast at Free Chapel. I am more convinced than ever that fasting is a gateway through which God releases His supernatural power into our lives. The choice is ours. We can either open that gateway or ignore it and keep on going in our routines. For the past 12 years, our church has committed to an annual 21-day fast in January. With each passing year, I become more certain that this annual fast, set aside to honor God with the first of our year, is truly part of His design and calling. I have witnessed profound miracles in this church and through this ministry as we have determined to seek God in fasting and prayer, things that could not have come about in our own strength or effort. I was amazed to discover that nearly 1 million people visited our fasting website during a 2-day period on our recent annual fast. People all over America and the far reaches of the world are beginning to see that fasting is not just for a select few, but that God is a rewarder of all who diligently seek Him. Fasting is a short season that releases long-term rewards. It is like taking the time to sharpen your axe before cutting down a tree. As with most lumberjack lore, one tale has circulated for years about two lumberjacks having a tree-cutting competition. In his book, Tony Evans speaks out on fasting. Dr. Evans references a version of this amusing story to illustrate a key point related to fasting. As the story goes, a strong young lumberjack challenged a respected veteran lumberjack to a contest. The young man wanted to prove himself, believing that he could cut more trees in one day than the older man. The contest began early one morning. Relying on his own strength and stamina, the young man began swinging his axe through first one tree and then another. As the day progressed, he was certain he was winning because he could see that the old man was taking several breaks. All the while, the young man just kept swinging his axe, felling one tree after another. At day's end, the young man stood confidently by, waiting for the official count from the other lumberjacks. To his shock and dismay, the old lumberjack had cut down at least a third more trees than the younger man. In frustration, the young lumberjack conceded victory to his veteran competitor, but he wanted to know the man's secret. He wanted to know how he managed to beat him, considering his age and the number of breaks he took throughout the day. The older, wiser man kindly replied, "Son, what you don't understand is that every time I sat down for what you call a break, I was sharpening my axe. A well-sharpened axe makes for a lot less work, so trees fall faster." I should conclude that story with the word selah, meaning pause and think about that. The problem for so many people in churches today is dull axes. People have lost the edge in their lives, their homes, their marriages, and their commitment to the Lord. Week after week, we may stand in church singing the songs and lifting our hands, but there is no edge to our worship. There is no edge to the preaching. It has become just dull routine and ritual. When you set aside time for